This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm really forthcoming about my shortcomings. Grammar is one of them, obviously, in my use of vocabulary. And I'm obviously not a rocket scientist. I did really well in school, got really good grades, 1450 on my SAT, and I was on my period. So that you add 500 extra points just on that score alone. I know it's max at 1600, but still. So I'm really good at books. I'm really good at studying for a test. Just good at that. I'm not really good at understanding a lot of things. You know, I mean, I get humans and I get psyche and I get relationships and, you know, I could figure out guys and I can figure out what coworkers are doing, and it's pretty cool. I might have a sixth sense in that, but I don't know how a TV works. I don't know how a computer works. I don't know how my voice is coming through to your car or your internet or your iPad. I just don't get that. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, and here you guys are in New York City or in Maine or in the Virgin Islands or in Hutchinson, and you're getting my voice. Maybe it's a curse. Yeah, maybe that's why. You did somebody wrong. So I just don't get it. So I guess one thing that's been going on in the news is Donald Trump is accusing Google of rigging the search results. Now, this isn't the first time I heard this. I know a lot of conservatives who will not use Google. They'll use Bing or AVG or some of the other ones. And they say because when they pull up an article, it's all, Trump bashing. So for me, I do use Google. I find the Google search one of the easiest. I'm a big fan of the Google search. I just think that it's not so much the Google search, it's there's more media outlets bashing Trump. And so that's when the news comes on. I mean, I wrote an article on the wrinkles, how deep wrinkles in your forehead could be related to heart disease. And KGWN, my affiliate in Las Vegas, posted the article. When they posted the article, it was front page Google Health. So when you did Google Health wrinkles the other day, that would come up. And KDWN is a station. It, you know, plays Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, you know, conservative talk show hosts. And that came up on Google's front page. So I don't like to disagree with the president, but, with this, yes, I have heard of rigging and I have heard of these sites, you know, like, Twitter and social media, allowing bias to happen. But the problem is when the majority of the media is anti, you know, the incumbent president, that's going to be a problem. It's just going to come up. So I guess CNBC walks us through how this whole thing works. There's apparently a search algorithm. And this is how they explain it. And I thought this was interesting because I don't really get how computers and internet work. I mean, I could ask Alexa or Google Home, you know, what is something, and it answers me. I think that's magic. I just don't get how science does that. But they say Google will index the entire web, which is hundreds of billions of pages, and they use these programs that I guess are coined web crawlers, and they're little bots. And these bots collect descriptions of pages and their incoming links and save this information in Google's data centers. So when you search it on Google, it'll scan this whole index. It's about, I guess, 100 million gigabytes or whatever. And it quickly provides what it thinks are the most relevant results. So, like, if something keeps getting hit, so let's say Fox News or CNN or BBC, that may rank higher, that and the bot will pick it up. Google also knows the most popular search terms. If you're typing, it may even offer to complete the words as you go. So when I was talking about, I start typing in my butt, and I wanted to finish my Google search, needs liposuction, but instead, Google finished my sentence saying, is too big. I go, how did you know my butt is too big? Google will do that. Well, if you're skinny, it won't happen. But for me, I go, my butt, and Google writes, is too big. I'm like, excuse me? No, you didn't. Anyway, so they say search results are created by an algorithm that has been fine-tuned to incorporate the reviews of some 10,000-plus employees known as search quality raters. So they follow a set of guidelines to judge the quality of the search results, particularly when Google engineers are considering changes to the algorithm. And I guess Google engineers tweaked the search algorithm 2,400 times last year based on the results of more than 270,000 experiments. See, who knew that that much labor and manpower needed to, and woman power needed to go in to the internet and the Google searches? So, when it comes to judging the quality of the top news stories that Google displays, three major issues come into play. One, the freshness. So, the newer the article. Two, the relevancy. And then, the authoritativeness. I write articles all the time. Sometimes it hits, sometimes it doesn't. If it's not relevant, it won't hit. If it's relevant, but they're like, well, Fox News is more of an authority than Dr. Dahlia, Fox News will get the hit higher than me. That's just how it works, which is fine. Google's crawlers then scan pages more frequently if they change regularly. Then, in the cases of news sites, news stories could be added to the index within seconds of the publication. Fresher stories get bumped up in the search results. So what is authority? Well, it's your expertise, the trustworthiness of sources. They don't want blogs to be clogging up their Google page. And so they will use, and this is where Trump has a point in a way, they will use who they think are authorities. News sources that have won Pulitzer Prizes. Well, if some of these news sources end up being liberal media, then that's how they get to be. That's how you start seeing that front page. All right, make sense? 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Lisa, one of our listeners and Facebook followers, sent me an article asking how private is our health information, and she was kind of referring to, it's a long post that I don't want to go into, where there was a nurse who posted a picture of a patient, and we hear this a lot, where pictures of patients get posted online. Many of these healthcare workers that post the picture do not include the face, do not include any identifiable aspects, right, of the human being photographed, but the story actually has a different subject line. The story that was has been circulating is there's a nurse who is anti-vaccine. And she put a post up about a baby who she saw. And it was on, this is a really convoluted story. So we have a nurse that's anti-vaccine. She was from Texas Children's Hospital. There was a kid who tested positive for measles. She put on an anti-vaccine Facebook page the, I guess a picture, and explaining, for the first time in my career, I saw measles this week. She said the kid was super sick, sick enough to be admitted to the ICU, and he looked miserable. She writes, by no means have I changed my vax stance, and I never will. So that's kind of, she's anti-vaccine, but she was showing what measles is and how bad it can be. So in a way, she was kind of helping the vaccine movement, but then she was reaffirming that she was anti-vaccine. So that's a whole different subject in and of itself. But then on top of that, she gets fired. So we have so many issues with this story. Okay, one is, you know, how are staff, nurses, doctors, whatever, posting your picture or your video with them dancing around you or some of the other stupid stuff we've heard in the last couple of years, how is that happening? And how do you protect yourself and make sure you, you know, your body doesn't end up, you know, being spewed all over screens? That's one issue. Number two is, you know, why the anti-vaccine movement exists and what this nurse was trying to say. Number three is, was it fair that she got fired? I mean, so this is just, so going back to originally what my listener was inquiring about, there no way in God's green earth should any healthcare provider post a picture of you with or without identifying information without your permission, ever. Just because your hair or your eyes don't show up in the photo doesn't mean it can't identify you. There could be a scar. There could be something else. That is a very big no-no. And so that's why the nurse got fired. It wasn't the anti-vaccine rhetoric. It was, you know, she took a picture of a patient who obviously could not give consent, even if the mom gave consent. The kid is a toddler, couldn't give consent. If that's the case, that's wrong. Okay? You will be asked to give authorization and permission. One thing that frustrates a lot of people is the plastic surgery office. Plastic surgeons take pictures for below and before and after. And yeah, they'll take pictures below. They'll take pictures of what needs to be done. They won't include your face to help protect your identity, but it's in your chart. Not a lot of privacy there. If you get a boob job, your boobs are going, there's going to be pictures in your chart. That's just what's going to happen. And so it's, it helps them protect them malpractice wise. And if you don't like it, they don't have to take care of you. So, you don't have a lot of choice with some medical providers. All right. You know, if they want to take your picture and you don't allow them, they can say go somewhere else. But you are allowed to say no. You do not have to have a picture taken of yourself if you don't want to. The problem is, it may happen without you knowing. Let's say there's a scope that's done, and it's on camera, and they video record. That's your colon. You know, pictures get taken when they do surgery. Starting to become, you know, the privacy issue is starting to become more moot as, it's just assumed that we have no privacy. There's satellites, there's security cameras, there's, what if there's a security camera in the OR, and you're getting a catheter put in to your urethra? That's going to get caught. I mean, hopefully there's not a camera in the OR, but some ORs may have cameras. Who knows? So we, our privacy is becoming less and less of an issue. Now, this Children's Texas Hospital nurse had posted the statement on the child going, you know, measles can make somebody really, really sick. And this child had to be admitted to the ICU. So I find that admirable that she was informing other anti-vaxxers that you know, she wasn't getting her information from books. She actually did see a measles case. And let me just kind of make you guys aware, this kid was sick and had to go to the ICU, almost died. She could still be anti-vaccine, but I thought that was admirable that she was educating somebody. The problem is that trumped on somebody's privacy. And we still take privacy very, very seriously. Now, of course, the hospital said we were made aware that one of our nurses posted protected health information regarding a patient on social media. We take these matters very seriously as the privacy and well-being of our patients is always a top priority. After an internal investigation, this individual is no longer with the organization. And I see why they did that. Now, we have another interesting opinion here. UT McGovern Medical School's Assistant Director of Humanities and Ethics said, although moral objections exist, medical professionals opposed to vaccines probably shouldn't treat children. Professor Rebecca Lundstroff says the beauty of healthcare, there are so many different routes that professionals can take. If you don't believe in vaccines, you probably shouldn't go into pediatrics. And you would be warned of that this is a standard, and if you don't believe the standard, you should probably go into another practice. Now, that's an interesting topic. As we've discussed before, OB-GYNs that don't believe in prescribing birth control. If somebody is against birth control, should they be allowed to be in a profession where contraception is one of the skill, one of the, you know, issues that they manage? Personally, what I've told medical students and what I've told other doctors is you don't compromise your beliefs, but do not collect money. Don't collect a copay on somebody that you're not going to provide a service to. If there's a service that you don't provide, like you don't do abortions, which I understand, I don't either. You don't, let's say, provide birth control or you don't provide vaccines. You have to have that posted. So before somebody wastes an hour in your waiting room, before somebody spends money or loses an opportunity to see another provider, you make that clear. Just advertise where you stand. Now, there's a lot of doctors. There's a lot of doctors out there that are anti-pills. There are some doctors that say, look, I like to treat your blood pressure naturally. I'm not a big fan of these medications. They're allowed to do that. What they aren't allowed to do is force their beliefs on you. They are not allowed to do harm. So if you end up getting a stroke and this doctor prevented you from getting blood pressure medication, that's bad. They could lose their license. So what protects you is we medical providers, many of us will get board certified. And for me to get board certified and to become a fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians, I have to take continuing medical education and I also have to take exams. I have to pass those exams. So I can't just sit there and make up my own medicine and be your doctor. I can't have that badge saying I'm an FAAFP or an MD and advertise that I'm a fellow if I go and do my own thing. However, the anti-vax movement is growing. A lot of people are concerned about side effects. There were two people who died, I guess, from a vaccine a couple weeks ago. It really didn't get covered in the news. There was a couple articles out, and I guess the country this was in, I forget which country it's in, and they're doing an investigation. But that scares people. You have a lot of people saying, look, you know what? I'll take my chances. My baby's healthy. I don't want to inject anything into my healthy baby. I'm pro-vaccine. I wish they didn't think that. So if somebody is anti-vaccine, should they stay away from pediatrics? Can somebody be a good pediatrician or pediatric nurse if they're anti-vaccine? They can. They can still provide a lot of care. So my issue is she got fired because she posted on social media. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
On this episode of The World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. So what did we learn today, folks? That's right. KFC now has four different $20 fill-ups to feed a family of four. Like my 8-piece extra crispy or 8-piece original recipe. 12-piece tenders or my new 6-piece boneless breast with all the fixings for just $20. Wow, that sure is one reactive audience. Anyways, see you next time. KFC, it's finger looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says that White House counsel Don McGahn will be exiting that position this fall. The president tweets about it this morning. It was revealed earlier this month that McGahn cooperated extensively with the special counsel's Russia probe, though Trump later said he gave McGahn permission to be interviewed. History made in Florida as Andrew Gillum becomes the first African-American nominee for governor of that state in a shocking upset of Congresswoman Gwen Graham in yesterday's Democratic primary. The mayor of Tallahassee, speaking on MSNBC, about going up against Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis this fall.
Ron DeSantis can talk about race and liberalism and whatever else he wants to. I'm going to be clearly focused on the issues that confront everyday Floridians.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I had to think, where are we back to? Sorry, Mars. The Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877 Dr. Dahlia. Hey, you'll know why. Okay, you'll know why I lost my groove for a second here. All right. Meat and cheese. Meat and cheese are back on the menu. Did you guys hear about this? There's a study that is claiming red meat and cheese are not as bad for your diet as previously thought. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I love steak, and I like cheese. So if I could roll a steak, I can't roll a steak in cheese because that's not kosher. In the Bible, it says you can't boil a kid in its mother's milk. It's a respect issue, and I get that. I get that. So I separate my meat and cheese, you know, if it's steak. But I do love a good arroz con pollo. Arroz con pollo where you got your chicken and cheese and rice. That I could eat because a kid is not a chicken. So I kind of interpret the Bible my own way, and I make my mom mad and my rabbis like, what the hell are you doing? But it's all right. It's all right. As long as I, you know, let me be honest with you guys. I, if I don't end up in heaven, it's not from my having a cheeseburger. I mean, it's because of, you know, what I did in the fourth grade. What I did kissing Billy in kindergarten. I mean, there's enough stuff that probably is enough for me to, you know, not make it to the pearly gates. So I'm going to go to Outback. Anyway, all right, so they say researchers at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, found that people who scarf down higher levels of red meat and cheese are likely to live longer. Longer. We live longer. Us meat-eating, queso-dripping, nacho-cheese-loving people. Oh, my God, that's awesome. So anyway, they said people who had 3 portions of dairy and 120 grams of unprocessed red meat. Okay, that's the key. I just had a salami and corned beef sandwich. That's called processed red meat. But we're talking unprocessed red meat, like a nice, rip-roaring, medium-rare steak. Mmm, so succulent. I love steak. Anyway, if you have 3 portions of dairy and 120 grams of unprocessed red meat per day, you benefit the most. They say our findings on full-fat dairy and unprocessed red meat do challenge conventional thinking. Oh, yeah, they do. I bet there's a lot of scientists that have their panties all up in a bunch on this one. That's according to the McMaster professor didn't say that. I added that commentary in. He just, sorry, end quote was, our findings on full-fat dairy and unprocessed red meat to challenge conventional thinking. Okay, that's the end quote from McMaster professor of nutrition and epidemiology, Andrew Mente. He conceded to fellow researchers at the European Society of Cardiology Conference in Munich, Germany. All right, good. And I'll hold off on the commentary until we're done. Said those eating the most dairy and red meat saw their chances of early death fall by 25% and fatal heart attack decrease by 22%, according to the researchers. They already accounted for wealth education. Because some people say, well, wait a second. Wealthy people can afford the meat. So if wealthy people are eating the meat, they also can afford good health insurance. They already ruled that out. No. They already dissected that out. Okay? Filtered that out. So they say it's protective up to the serving sizes that we've identified. So that doesn't mean 8 steaks. We are saying 3 dairy and 1 portion of red meat a day or white meat. Okay, I like dark meat. Don't give me white meat chicken. Chicken breast, give me chicken thigh. I love dark meat chicken. When I do my little arroz con pollo, I get Spanish rice, or I do the Spanish rice-a-roni, and then I use seasoned thigh meat, and then I drizzle it with cheddar cheese. Okay, you know what, guys? Guys, I posted my cholesterol levels on Facebook and Twitter yesterday. Look at my levels. I know what I'm doing. I got my cholesterol's like in the 140s. Yeah. All right, so they say relative to carbs, I would say saturated fat is beneficial. It's pretty clear from this data, according to Dr. Menti. White meat, such as chicken and turkey, also carry similar benefits. So they show that dairy products and meat are beneficial for heart health. Of course, they also recommend you have to eat fruits and vegetables. 8 daily portions of fruits and vegetables and half portions of nuts and beets. Yeah, I'm not really good with those. Okay, so fruits and vegetables, meat. What does all this mean? What it means, and this is something I've said on air, and nobody ever quotes me. I don't understand why I'm not quoted at all. What did I tell you guys? For years, I said, look at what the cavemen ate. Cavemen ate meat. They ate meat. That our bodies are designed for that. What do babies eat? Well, they drink milk. Milk and meat have been around since the dawn of time. And to all of us that would say, oh, cut the dairy, cut the meat, you're like, I know, cut the cheese. Yeah, I never really agreed with that. Now, in caveman days, you didn't get to sit there and have a corned beef sandwich for breakfast, a Five Guys double cheeseburger for lunch, and a steak for dinner. In caveman days, you would eat red meat, but maybe a couple times a week. So our bodies are designed to eat meat. We're carnivores. I know we're herbivores, but some of us are herbivegan-vores, and that's okay. It's okay. We make fun of them a lot, but we really do need them because then there's more meat for us, okay? Just be nice to your fellow vegan. Oh, I was listening to a morning show, Mercedes and JC, I was listening to a morning show today where they were talking about how I turned it on halfway. That was interesting, where somebody was vegan, and at work, I guess it was her birthday, so they made a cake. You know how when it's your birthday, everybody sings happy birthday to you, and you're like, please don't. But then they give you a cake, so you're like, well, as long as I get to eat the cake, fine, but just don't spit while you sing the happy birthday, you know, until you give me my cake. Well, she's vegan, so she couldn't eat the cake. This is why I can never be vegan. Okay, I can maybe understand avoiding meat, but really, chocolate cake, really? Well, because there's egg in there. So anyway, so the vegan didn't know what to do when you got the cake, because you know, how do you not be rude? And so I guess people were saying, well, you could pretend and save it for later, or you can mash it up, looks like you had eaten it, or you can, my problem is they're going to keep making you cakes, and, you know, why lie? So I would just say, oh, you know, thank you, I'm vegan, and this is really, really cool, and if you guys don't mind, my kids aren't, can I take a couple pieces home? And it smells good, so I could, you know, see what the other side is like. I would have at least told people that I was vegan. Now, the funny thing is whenever you tell somebody you're vegan, if you notice, the people around you will frown. Like, as a reflex, go, oh. You know, when somebody hears you're vegan, like they feel like, oh my gosh, I am going to accidentally splash animal product on you accidentally. I do. I keep a healthy radius from a vegan. Not because I'm discriminated against a vegan or I don't like the vegan. Is I am so afraid that I have animal product on me. I had an egg McMuffin the other day and there were pieces of egg and cheese on my shirt. And I think a vegan can't be anywhere near animal product. Oh, my gosh, when I was lactating, I really didn't know what to do. You know, I was like, man, you know how you'd leak through your shirt? Oh, that was horrible. I'm like, don't hug me if you're vegan. So that's a problem. So anyway, so a little bit of meat is okay, a little bit of dairy. I personally can't mix the two in the same meal. I got to separate it by meals. And you got to eat your fruits and vegetables and your nuts and your legumes and your beans. All right, when we come back, hundreds of human, pet, homeopathic drugs recalled. We'll tell you guys what's happening there. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So hundreds of Dr. King's water-based homeopathic drugs for children, adults, and pets may be unsafe to use because of high levels of microbial contamination. That's according to the FDA. So due to the risk of infection, consumers with these products made by King Bio Inc. of Asheville, North Carolina, should throw them away, according to the agency. Now, the products covered by this recall include Dr. King's Children's Cough Relief, Dr. King's Chicken Pox Symptom Relief, Dr. King's Children Ear Relief Formula, Dr. King's Children's Appetite Enhancer, Dr. King's Attention and Learning Enhancement for Kids, Dr. King's Sore Throat Treatment, Dr. King's Wart Freeze, and pet products for urinary incontinence and digestion relief. So, this does not have to do with homeopathic drugs being bad for you. This has to do with a microbial contamination. And high-level microbial contamination, according to WebMD and other sources. So, I know I've been asked, you know, what's wrong with homeopathic drugs. There's nothing wrong with homeopathic drugs. I'm actually a fan of homeopathy. I think homeopathy can be pretty damn cool. I really like the homeopathy done by homeopaths. There was a doctor in town named Fuller Royal. And he did a very good job. Patients loved him. And basically, how homeopathy works is you take something you're adverse to. You dilute it down to the most minute amount. And your body can pick up on minute amounts, minutia. And you learn to desensitize your body. You kind of, it's like, you know, hair of the dog. You kind of treat evil with evil. And your body ends up overcoming. And it's a very similar premise we use with allergy shots or a vaccine. Take a piece of a vaccine, get your body's immune system primed, and then you can fight it next time you see it. Not that vaccines are homeopathic, but that premise is used, you know, ubiquitously in these sort of both medical and homeopathic realms fields. I told you guys my experience with the homeopathic remedy. It was the very first time I was having morning sickness, and my MD family practice friend, who also got a degree in homeopathy, said, go get Epicac from Trader Joe's, the homeopathic Epicac tablets. I'm like, what are you talking about? Epicac makes you vomit. Why would I do that? He said, trust me, it's homeopathic. So it's diluted down. So I took some Epicac homeopathic tablets, and damn, that was it. I mean, it stopped the morning sickness forever. I didn't even get it with my second pregnancy. Now, some people can say, wait, Dr. Dahlia, really? Okay, maybe these homeopathic tablets actually have anti-nausea medicine. So you took it, so it stopped the nausea. I go, but that doesn't explain why I didn't get it the next day and the next day and the next day. I only had to take one tablet. That was it. Forever. So, I'm a believer. I mean, I think homeopathic remedies out there are amazing. Now, the only thing is I trusted Trader Joe's brand. I don't know about all these other brands. This Dr. King's brand could be good. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they got this microbial contamination. Obviously, there's something wrong with the factory or the manufacturing plant. That's not good. Something happened in packaging. I am not sure. Maybe some, you know, but microbial contamination means something got in there and something caused infection. Not cool. But some homeopathic drugs have had to be removed because there were other substances in it that could affect children. But a true homeopathic remedy is a diluted down form of whatever you are, whatever is your kryptonite. And so the dilution solution the dilution solution should not really have chemicals and other, it could be diluted water, alcohol. It's not really supposed to have, you know, other chemicals. Unfortunately, a lot of these homeopathic tablets and things start having food colorings and other sorts of things in there. And that could be a concern for those that are purists. But it's fascinating. But yeah, as an MD who's a board certified MD in family medicine, I'm not opposed to homeopathy at all. I think it's pretty damn cool. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico didn't just kill 65 people or whatever they originally said. It actually killed almost 3,000. This is the second deadliest U.S. storm in over a century. Authorities have raised the death toll from last year's storm to 2,975 on Tuesday. That surpasses both Hurricane Katrina, which was responsible for 1,800 deaths, and the 1928 Okeechobee hurricane in Florida, which killed 2,500 people. They say the count in Puerto Rico could change as the government continues to investigate deaths from the storm. That's according to Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosello. Until the recent update, Puerto Rico's government said only 64 people died as a result of the storm. Now, the deadliest recorded hurricane in U.S. history was the Galveston hurricane in 1900. That apparently killed at least 8,000 people within hours. That happened on September 8th, 1900. The hurricane hit the Texas port city by surprise, had such a massive impact that it brought a new focus on the study of hurricane prediction. They say all three of the deadliest hurricanes were Category 4 storms when they made landfall. So now you have news organizations and some members of Congress going, whoa, how were we told it was only 64? And then all of a sudden we find it's almost 3,000? Well, CNN reporters, apparently according to CNN, surveyed about half the funeral homes across the island, found that funeral home directors identified 499 deaths they considered to be hurricane-related. In December, the New York Times estimated 1,000 excess deaths occurred after Maria. Now, this could also include infection. It could include post-hurricane heart attack. It doesn't necessarily mean drowning. So, obviously, there's a concern on how sluggishly we got the numbers. That's a problem. That's a big problem. So, we need to be aware of this because, number one is that took out a huge population of Puerto Rico. Number two is it reminds us that here we are in the year 2018 and we still have the potential to have thousands of people die from one hurricane. Now, we are not out of the woods yet. We are in August, coming into September. So hurricane season is still in its prime. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a California mom who was bitten by a kissing bug. And she's now warning others, we got to be careful. Lynn Calfer Hudson was bitten by a triatomy, also known as kissing bug. She couldn't feel it. It wasn't until she got a large itchy lump on her neck the next day that she realized that some pest had sucked her blood. She was staying with family at a camper on a ranch in Grass Valley, California. This was back in November 2016 while she was waiting to move into her home in Penn Valley. At first, she thought it was a spider or a mosquito. And then the bite mark continued to throb and itch. She said it was super itchy. And then she found out that she was bitten by a deadly bug. So she's a big blood donor. So when she did her routine blood, apparently she got a letter saying they can't use her blood because Red Cross and United Blood Services screens for Chagas disease. And apparently she was infected with the rare parasite Trypanosoma cruzi, which was transmitted by that bug. So, that really 8 million have been infected between Central, South America, and Mexico. And it's hitting about 100,000 Americans in the U.S. Don't go away, we'll break back. 1-877-DOCADALI.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. Of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.